The phone line, as he does every Monday. We'll talk some Cowboys. We'll talk some Major League Baseball as well. Tracy, what's going on?
Nothing. Just kind of getting excited about going to San Diego and Las Vegas and seeing three victories.
So, yeah, when do you take off?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, okay. And then you'll take in the festivities in San Diego.
And then go watch the basketball teams for a couple games and come home for my wife's birthday.
Well, I'm sure she's excited about that.
I don't know what more she can want than me to be home for a day.
Are you getting more and more excited about heading to this game, Tracy, seeing BYU again, all that kind of stuff? I know the game, the rivalry means probably more to the fans than it does to anything else, but as far as this matchup goes, it's one of the more intriguing ones in the early bowl schedule, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think for people that know the two schools in particular, because is it a rivalry or is it just plain hatred? You know, I don't know that they like each other very much over the years, but there's been a lot of changes in personnel on both sides now. So there's nobody, I don't think, probably really familiar with when the last time these two teams played, except for, maybe a coach on the Wyoming staff. That would be it, right, Kilgus?
Well, now, I will say that I talked to a BYU wide receiver that was on the roster in 2010 when they last played.
But he's not on the roster now.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he's on the roster now.
Yes, he took 2 years for admission probably, right?
Yeah, and redshirted a year.
Yeah, he's probably 30.
He's in the mid-20s, yeah.
One thing, you don't have to worry about those guys quitting early to go to the NFL tryout camp because they're too old to play in the NFL.
You know, Dave and I were
going to get... They get 3 years credit into the retirement program of the NFL.
They probably got a better retirement from BYU.
Ooh. Well, and I was going to have that conversation with Dave about, you know, a couple of the players, and it's probably going to become a more of a trend that are saying that they're not going to play in their bowl game because they have to prep for the NFL draft. First of all, it's late December. You're not prepping for the NFL draft. This is, I mean... And they won't come out and say, we just don't want to risk injury. Let's face it, that's what it is. And there's been a lot of a debate about that, Tracy, and I'm like, I don't care one way or another. It's their decision. But if it was my kid doing that, I would encourage him to play with his teammates one more time. That's just the way I was raised. I understand the business decision part of it for these guys that have a chance to make a lot of money. But this is one last chance to play with these teammates that you'll never get, these guys that you fought so hard with. I just don't agree with that.
How many seniors are going to play?
I don't know. They're probably none.
I haven't heard any seniors say they're not going
to
play.
And if it was that important to you, why not just skip the season, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like there's something we've lost sight of as far as what being part of a team is all about. But you look at it, and my question is now, are you going to start picking through what teams you want to play during the season, which games are important and which games aren't?
Leonard Fournette did. Pretty much this year.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm 65. I don't understand how the new thought process. I mean, I still think that Dave is a young guy.
And he's older than you.
He always seemed younger. Yeah. Maturity levels were much different.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, you know, I wouldn't see, and again, I'm not saying one thing or another, whether he's staying or going, all this kind of stuff. Let's use Brian Hill as an example. And I know he has not declared anything yet, and we don't know anything yet. But let's use that as an example. I don't see him as the type of guy that would bail on his teammates. I just don't. And he's not, obviously.
And everybody says, you know, it's just a bowl game. It's not that important. Well, so at what point is your team's game not important? At what point is it not critical to be a part of those guys that you've worked together for 3 years? I mean this is all part of what's come down, I think, because of the underclassmen draft. And, you know, one part of me from a business side says, you know, I can understand it, but I know a lot of high school kids in baseball, a lot of college kids in baseball. They'll get the insurance to protect themselves in case something happens. And I think McCaffrey's, but you know, some families might not be able to afford that, and usually the agent winds up paying for it anyhow. Because that's part of what the agent does to make sure he gets the player. But I think McCaffrey's family could probably afford it unless they're getting more. What was it? His wife was buying for him to help him be a better football player. Remember when all that broke with the Broncos?
I thought that was Manning.
No. This was before that. They tracked it down. His wife had the prescription at the drugstore.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
So. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
That was before my radio career, I think.
The wife took the hit for it.
Yeah, she was getting the, I think, I don't remember what the drug was, but it would help him, yeah. And she got the prescription, and she was getting the pills and then giving them to him. I remember that now.
Yeah, she became the villain because, heaven forbid, she gave them to him, so therefore he had to take them. You know, he couldn't turn them down.
Right.
Tracy, shifting gears, is it looking more and more likely that the Rockies are going to have Ian Desmond play first and the Trumbo and whoever else train is left?
Well, I thought it was Ed Desmond since they signed him. I just thought it made more sense. I mean, unless a Trumbo or a Encarnacion wants to come and say, okay, I'll sign for 1 year or 2 years. But it just makes no sense in an overall plan to sign one of those guys that's not multidimensional. And who's adequate at best defensively at first base to begin with, who's in his mid-30s to a five-year contract. You can't hide him at the DH. They've got to go play in this league. So I think what he gives them is a veteran presence, Desmond. He's going to be an okay offensive player. He's not going to be a big guy, but they don't need that. They need people that can extend the lineup, so he's fine in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's the first time they're ever going to have a player who is truly a team leader in the clubhouse. The only two leaders they've ever really have been Hurdle and Baylor. And, you know, that's what Desmond is. He's a guy that really gets the team together and moves forward. I like Desmond. I like the signing. I mean, I would know if they can get Trumbo, say, for a year or 2 years, then I could see that. But if it's going to be 5 years, he can't play left field at Coors Field. He couldn't play left field in Seattle. It was unfair to him, you know, because he tries as hard as he possibly can. It's not like Manny Ramirez, who's lazy. And I think you have to put people in positions to succeed if you want to be successful.
Definitely so. Tracy, I think we talked to you before about, I don't know if you've ever had any dealings with Craig Sager, we know passed away last week as, one of the top, NBA off-court, side-court reporters out there. Did you ever have any dealings with him? He seems so genuine as a man. What you saw is what you got with him on the camera and off-camera. Did you ever have any dealings with him?
Yeah, way back when, 1976, the first year spring training in Fort Myers, he was working for the Fort Myers TV station. And over the years, he had a pretty strong tie and affection to the Royals, so when I came back to the Royals in 83, 84, 85, when they won the World Series in 85, he was around quite a bit for ESPN. But he was just a pretty ordinary guy. He was someone that you could just enjoy sit down and talk with, chat with, and just good people. I don't know how else to say it.
Right. Very good, Tracy. Always good to catch up. Safe trip to San Diego and enjoy yourself. You should have plenty to do out there, I think.
I got a lot of work to do. I'm a very busy man. It's wintertime.
Dave just hung his head.
I got to repaint the van.
Oh! Get a new paint job on the van, huh?
Yep.
All right. Hey, have fun out there. At least it'll be warm.
Well, maybe. Weren't you there for that Oklahoma State game?
I was not. I was not.
That Holiday Bowl?
No.
I was working in Dallas, and I did like six games in 9 days in California that year. And I'm going to Southern California. I would never have been so cold in my life with that concrete press box there. I went down and bought two sweatshirts. It was miserable cold.
Well, have fun, Tracy. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. See you.
See you.